Dear listener, it's Monday morning, the dreaded beginning of the work week, and Matt and I have some advice for you to make it through the next 5 days on this mini episode of The Working Experience. Enjoy.
The Working Experience.
93 North is almost at a standstill. It's a rough one out there this morning, snow and sleet.
There is no service on
the... Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Yeah, folks, we're going to be a few minutes. We have train traffic ahead of us. We should be moving shortly.
John, we need that report ASAP.
Where are we on that presentation?
Dan, HR wants to see you.
Did you return that email yet?
We have a team meeting at 10.
Need to stay late, Bob.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
They're moving in a different direction.
And after the meeting, we'll have a breakout session.
Who ate my biscuits?
Where are my hot pockets?
This microwave is disgusting.
Oh, God, what's that
smell? He was clipping his toenails at his desk. I can't take it anymore.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Working Experience Podcast. It's Matty K.
And John, welcome on this fine Monday morning. I'm feeling rather dapper, but I think I might have the coronavirus.
I can almost guarantee you do. And honestly, I can feel it coming through the Skype. I feel like I'm getting infected.
Yeah, it's starting to permeate from the old pores.
I'm going to self-quarantine. How do you like that?
Yeah, I don't actually have it, but my hypochondriac mind has pushed me to the point where I may actually attract it to myself.
John, prevention is the best remedy. Is that not true? Right?
Yeah, but, you know,
I don't have it, but I already told my job I'm self-quarantining for the next 2 months. Just in case. It's not for me. It's for everybody else.
It's for everyone's health protection. You know, there's a guy in Bronxville in New York that just got it, and they're closing down the three schools that his kids go to.
They're not
messing around, Matt. They're not messing around.
Someone I work with, his kids, they go to a private school, and I guess some kids had a trip to Italy. They came back, boom, shut the school down for the week. They're like bleach bombing it.
Yeah, that's what you got to do.
I live for overreactions.
Well, we're on the precipice of a pandemic.
No, we're not. We already heard this.
Here we go.
H1
with the medical advice.
Swine flu, SARS, blah, blah. You know, a guy on NPR, and I'm not making this up, this is about 3 weeks ago, he said, look, X amount of people die from the flu in the United States. Something like 20,000 people die every year from the flu. They have other complications and things. So he's like, we haven't even come close to that. I mean, not even in the ballpark. So he's like, look,
Yes and no. I mean, I'm looking on the positive side of things, but the...
No, you're not. So you just said we were coming into a pandemic here.
No, that's not me saying that. That's the CDC. Oh, I'm not just throwing that word around. Yeah, you're rolling your eyes. The CDC.
Well, how many times have I heard that? I've already heard this story.
Well, listen, the death rate on it is about 2%. For the common flu, it's about 0.1%. So it's about 20 times as lethal. And what was that? Was it the Spanish flu that killed millions of people?
They called it the swine flu. Oh, no, I don't know. You mean many decades ago?
Yeah, many decades ago.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, something like that, I guess.
I'm not concerned in the slightest. I'll tell you something, though. I'm concerned for my father. He's 85 years old.
Yeah.
I'm concerned for my mother-in-law, who's immune compromised. I'm concerned for my sister-in-law. I mean, for me, if I get it, whatever. I mean, nothing's going to happen.
Hey, as long as you have a life insurance policy, your family will muddle through without you.
Oh, I do. I'm sure Jeannie's trying to bring home this screen from the hospital.
She's got the lawyers in place. just in case.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, in all seriousness, I don't mean to downplay anything, but the problem is we've heard this stuff before. you know, again, there was SARS, there was the avian flu, there was H1N1, which was the swine flu. There's always something. I mean, there's always something.
Well, you know, I think the media is doing a real disservice to the general public with these chasing after those advertising dollars to sell more Big Macs so they can scare the living crap out of the American people.
Yeah.
I mean, but you do, you know, it is, it's infectious. It can spread. So you do have to take precautions. And everything that I'm reading, the best precaution is to wash your hands.
Right, right. Which you should probably do anyway.
Right.
Regardless of the coronavirus.
Well, there's a run on like the surgical masks.
See, and like they said, forget that.
Forget it. Yeah. Forget it. Just wash your hands.
You know what? I heard Purell is selling for like $400 a bottle. Like, get your head out of your ass. Go down and get some soap and wash your hands.
What I'm thinking, getting my head out of my ass, is I'm looking at a business opportunity to sell some anti-coronavirus soap branded the working experience. I'm sure we'll get into some legal snafus.
Not as long as we couch the language. It's the may. I'm telling you, it's that word may.
Gets you out a
lot of legal entanglements. Okay.
Yeah. We just put Corona and a big X on it.
Well, as someone pointed out, soap would be labeled like kills 99% of bacteria or whatnot. All soap does that. That's what soap does. You don't have lighter versions of soap. It's soap.
I see our 30-second spots running all around the world. Just a guy walking butt naked into Ground Zero with a bar of soap, with our soap, and he's immune to the virus.
We need corpses piled up around him to really sell it. You know what I was envisioning? Because you know they have that creepy thing. I mean, honestly, it starts to look like World War Z or what was that Smith movie?
It's not War of the Worlds, is it? Oh, yeah, the Will Smith one.
Well, there was World War Z. That had Brad Pitt. That was a zombie movie. And then the Will Smith one, I Am Legend. And they were testing people. Like, they had this thing, this apparatus in one of those movies where they would scan your eyes. And they'd be like, oh, you have... Like, and I've seen the thing they put to your forehead to people to scan you to see if you have the virus. I mean, it's eerily reminiscent.
It's like out of a sci-fi book.
So I think they should do is get the machete out. And anyone who, like they do in The Walking Dead, they just have to machete them to death. And then we're all good. We're good. We're fine, everyone. We're good.
And you know, we're going to price the bar of soap
very reasonably, $50.
Very reasonable. We don't want to put anyone out. Maybe I'm thinking 100, maybe 200, because there's a lot of science back behind this soap.
A lot of science. I was on WebMD, and let me tell you something. I've done the research. Okay, doctors must love people who go on WebMD and they diagnose themselves.
Love it.
I've heard of this phenomenon.
I take comfort when our president talks about the coronavirus.
No, everything's fine. It's all good. Don't worry about it.
I take deep comfort just knowing that he's at the helm that he appointed Mike Pence at the helm.
Mike Pence has a two-pronged attack. One, that this is a scourge against homosexuals. And two, that if you pray hard enough and wash yourself in holy water, you'll be fine.
Don't give away our trade secrets. That's one of the ingredients to our soap.
Holy water.
Holy water.
Mike Pence, I think he honestly believes, like, if you pray hard enough, that would happen.
I mean, I can't believe he's our VP with the views that he has.
I can't believe they put him in charge of this. Like, honestly, I think praying would be high on his list of preventative measures.
Absolutely. I definitely think, like, you joke about that this is like a scourge against homosexuality. I bet you those words came out of his mouth.
Or at least he thinks that in some way.
Yeah.
It's like a scourge against the general immorality of society and us accepting someone like Pete Buttigieg running for president. And yeah, like some people said, Hurricane Katrina was God punishing. I think an elected official said this. God was punishing New Orleans for its lack of morals.
And yeah, that's great. It's great leadership.
There are
it's
people really who good. Really believe those things. Like they honestly believe that stuff, that that's true.
Like, no, they do. They do. And you know, it's sad is because it's instilling these ideas and fear into people's minds and hearts.
It's all fear-based. I mean, that's how this whole
administration... all you really have to do is look at the science behind it and look at the science behind the coronavirus. And like, if you were in, I don't know, is it Wuhan, where the province where it started? If you were in China right now, you'd be screwed, right?
Right.
Because they've locked down cities. There's not enough. I shouldn't laugh about this. They've locked down cities. They're openly spraying in the streets. And there's not enough medical professionals. You're pretty much on your own. If you get it, it's not good. In America, I mean, you've got multiple resources to deal with the virus. I mean, we have like a handful of cases in America.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. There have been a few deaths. And again, not to make light of those, but I think, you know, people who are at risk, they have asthma, they have pre-existing conditions, which happens with the flu. I mean, a lot of times, you know, an older person gets it or someone with an immune deficiency, something like that. But, you know, the reason it got so bad in China was because they didn't react quickly enough. They just, like, covered things up, and apparently they really sidelined a main medical professional over there who first raised the alarm. They shut him down. And
that's a page out of my book. When everything's going to crap,
shut it down.
The creditors are knocking at the door. Everything's fine. We're going on a company retreat.
Yeah.
Pack your bags. Let's go to Hawaii.
You go buy a yacht. It's all perception, baby. It's all perception.
It's all perception.
And I fear with some, like Mike Pence, I didn't know any of this had happened, but like when he was, where was he? Governor of
Jesus,
Indiana?
I don't know. He almost looks like an SNL skit to me.
He looks like an alien. He looks like the
Manchurian. Like, I just see him candidate. In the background. He's like, he's got the same look on his face.
Well, they really didn't respond to the AIDS crisis. And I guess, you know, he's accused of, you know, like people dying because of his negligence. And honestly, with him, I think some of that is like, well, that's your problem. You're gay and you caught a disease because you're gay, because God hates homosexuals and you're doing something evil. And, you know,
I do love the fact that, you know, Trump punted this to Pence.
Oh,
I mean,
of course.
The first, like, you know, chance to like really, you know, be behind the American people
be
and the
leader,
protector. And he's like,
right. Yeah,
punts hey, it. Hey, Pence, this is on you.
Right.
Because if it blows up, he's going to blame Pence for screwing up.
Well,
Pence has done nothing.
No. Well, what's he supposed to do? I mean, he's not a medical professional.
He's not. I'm just saying, prior to this, what does he do? He's just standing there.
No, I know.
He doesn't do anything. Here's a pandemic.
Yeah, here you go.
I mean, haven't they, like, pulled funding from the CDC?
Yeah,
great. Good job. Here it comes.
There was a guy on the radio this morning on NPR who was talking about, like, why didn't they do this? What, like, apparently they sent out kits to treat the virus and they're defective. And he's like, we should have been testing these, like, weeks ago. But he said,
go ahead.
Like, the CDC's funding's been cut. And they're not letting medical professionals talk. Everything has to be filtered through Trump and Pence, who are just going to tell you, oh, yeah, don't worry about it.
I watched a clip that went kind of viral that was on Fox News. And this is not a joke, and this is not racist. I'm just literally quoting what a caller said and asked the reporter on Fox News. Quote, he asked, can you get the coronavirus from eating Chinese food?
Well, no. Listen, up here, okay, in Boston and in Quincy, Quincy has a very large Asian population. Their restaurant patronage.
Oh, it's probably a ghost town right now, right?
Yeah, it was down in some places like 80%. And a leading
it's
medical...
It's the same thing here.
A leading medical professional came out and said, you cannot get the coronavirus... Or, you shouldn't say you cannot. Restaurants are kind of... I just heard this today, that like many flus and things like that are passed through restaurants. Because people go to work when they're sick, because they don't get paid if they don't, and they're making your food. But the guy was very... He's like, you are not going to get the coronavirus from eating in a Chinese restaurant. It's not a Chinese disease. Like, it just happened to...
Well, I think, you know, well, for that very reason, I think people are fearful that if they go to the Chinese food restaurant and a worker comes in who may have traveled to back to China... Which is highly, highly unlikely, but this might be the thought process.
Well, a bunch of them come from Italy. Why didn't they ask about an Italian restaurant or something? Because it's all
listen,
race.
Because yeah, we're not. They're not digging that far into the
thought process. Thursday night, this Thursday, I am going out to dinner at Fusion Kitchen, which is an Asian restaurant in Quincy. So I'm spearheading.
Good for you.
Exactly.
You're holding up the trophy.
Exactly.
You'll probably be the only person in there.
Yeah, that's fine. No problem. All right, everybody. So remember to just look, when the coronavirus is over, you don't have to wash your hands, okay? Don't worry about that. I never wash my hands. I use the bathroom or anything. I never wash my hands. I make a point of not washing my hands ever.
Well, I want to just interject here. If the coronavirus goes away and doesn't become a pandemic, you can still utilize the working experience soap because it's an immunization for everything. You cannot catch a single disease if you use our soap.
It's also blessed by the Roman Catholic Church.
Yeah, there's a bunch of disclaimers too.
Yeah, well, sure, obviously.
There is some fine print in there, but
don't worry about it.
We've tested. How many clinical trials have we done with the soap?
Oh, I've
too many. Too many to count.
Done a lot. I got a lot of papers right here. There's probably some research in here. There's some numbers. I have some numbers.
I even tested it on my dog, and it works on for my dog.
I'm picturing you sitting there in your office, and I'm seeing boxes of bars of soap just piled up behind you. Just the latest get-rich-quick thing.
Yes,
down
the boys
toilet.
Are packing it, sending it away.
Yeah, but no
Jeannie
one wants
is just
it, so.
Shaking her head. The next get-rich-quick scheme.
But you're already on to the next one. Don't worry, honey. That one didn't work out, but I'm on.
Yeah, don't worry. Don't worry.
And you're like, listen, tell your mother to buy the soap, okay? tell her friends. They're all old. They're going to die from this. Tell them to buy the
exactly.
soap.
Exactly.
Come on. All right, everybody. Thanks a lot for listening. Try washing your hands. I don't know. Give it a shot. Whatever.
Whoa. Hold on. Don't end the podcast. We got to tell
them what's in store this week. So we're going to talk about in 2020, there are careers that are growing and there are careers that are shrinking. So if you are maybe on the cusp of graduating from college or you're thinking about switching careers, maybe getting trained in something new, we'll give you some food for thought on what might be out there to consider.
And our main advice is to become an Instagram model. That's the surest path to making millions of dollars.
Instagram model or be an influencer. How about that?
Yes.
Actually,
those two.
Do really dangerous stunts and have your friend film you doing them. That's always a good one.
There's a disclaimer to that too.
Yeah.
But that's good advice.
Yeah, absolutely. And then we're going to talk about workplace violence, which unfortunately is on the rise. I know I have felt very threatened by John doing this podcast. He is known.
And likewise. Yeah. Likewise, I feel very threatened, not physically, but mentally and spiritually.
And emotionally.
Yeah. It's Matt's views, I feel like, are just like strangling me.
Your violence tends to be more cerebral than physical. But
correct.
Destructive. Just as destructive.
I like to get into the brain and just beat my way from the inside out.
All right, everybody. We'll stay tuned for those podcasts and have a wonderful week.
All right. Thanks, everyone. And stay away from the coronavirus.
Yeah.
Unless you have our soap. Unless you have our soap.
Oh, you know what's also great, just to end off? Sales of Corona beer have been hit.
Yeah.
Because people are too stupid to discern the difference.
Love Mexican beer.
Yeah, to a Mexican beer. All right, everybody.
Beautiful.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, don't buy a Corona beer. You might get the flu.
Oh, no. Corona beer. We want your business. Don't listen to John.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, Corona beer. If you want to saddle up for an ad, pay us some money, we'll promote you.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening.
All right. Thanks, everyone. Thank you, everyone, for listening to this episode of The Working Experience. We'd like to thank our sponsors, One Circle Media and the Still Believe app, the only app that delivers video proof of the Tooth Fairy and Santa by simply taking a picture. Download the app at stillbelieve.co today and amaze your kids. And if you work for a studio, network, startup, or corporation and are looking for a partner to create media that will build, engage, and entertain your audience, reach out to me at john@onecirclemedia.com. I would love to hear from you. And that's it. The end. The sweet end. Until our next audio encounter.